Here's your fair value brief for Friday, July 24, 2026. The 30-second takeaway. Oil just rewrote the Fed's playbook. Brent crude hit $100 this week on Houthi attacks and Iran tensions, then crashed 9.4% to $91.24 on Thursday, as traders doubted the disruption would last. Too late. U.S. gas is now at $3.89 a gallon, up 12 cents in 2 weeks, and bond markets are betting the Fed hikes next week, not cuts in September. Tesla's $140 billion spending spree spooked Wall Street. Shares plunged 14.5% on Thursday after earnings showed AI and robotaxi investments wiped out free cash flow, flipping from positive $146 million to negative $1.1 billion in a year. Elon Musk said capital spending would keep climbing for 2 to 3 more years, but investors wanted profits, not timelines. And here's the kicker. Bonds just did the Fed's job for them. The 2-month Treasury yield jumped 13 basis points to 3.95%, fully pricing in a July 29th rate hike, a scenario almost no one saw coming after June's pause. Now, to the markets. Three big assumptions collapsed in Thursday's trading. First, oil rewrote the inflation story. Brent crude spike above $100, fueled by Houthi attacks on Saudi tankers and Iran's threats, reversed sharply, dropping 9.4% to $91.24. But the damage is done. U.S. gas prices hit $3.89 a gallon, refiners are stuck with high-cost inventories, and bond markets reacted fast. The 2-year Treasury yield climbed to 4.31%, and the 2-month yield surged to 3.95%, now pricing in that July 29th Fed hike. A week ago, that was unthinkable. Next, AI spending lost its free pass. Tesla's 14.5% drop wasn't about missing targets. It was about burning cash. Free cash flow flipped from positive $146 million to negative $1.1 billion in a year, even as revenue grew. Musk's promise to keep spending for 2 to 3 more years didn't reassure anyone. Google faced the same pushback. Shares fell 7.1% after raising 2026 capital spending guidance to $200 billion. Despite cloud revenue growing 82%. The message is clear. Markets now demand profits, not just growth. And finally, so-called safe stocks aren't safe. They're just the only game in town. While the NASDAQ fell 2.15% and consumer discretionary stocks dropped 4.61%, defense contractors soared. Lockheed Martin up 10.5%, Raytheon up 7.3%, Honeywell up 5.7%. This isn't about recession fears, it's geopolitical chaos redirecting where money flows. Here's what to watch next week. Monday's PCE report, the Fed's favorite inflation gauge. Tuesday's consumer confidence, will higher gas prices hurt sentiment? And Wednesday's FOMC decision. Bonds have already moved. Will the Fed follow? Now, the big story. Oil's $100 shock, and how 10 days derailed the Fed's plans. Brent crude's jump above $100 this week wasn't just a price move. It was a game changer, cracking the Fed's inflation story and squeezing households. The trigger? Houthi attacks on Saudi tankers and Iran's threats to the Strait of Hormuz pushed Brent up 15% in 10 days. The ripple effects hit fast. Gas prices rose 12 cents in 2 weeks to $3.89 a gallon, the sharpest increase since Russia invaded Ukraine. Diesel hit $4.12 a gallon, raising costs for trucking and shipping. Jet fuel reached $2.90 a gallon, pushing airfares up. Now, Thursday's 9.4% drop to $91.24 doesn't fix the problem. Here's why. Refiners are stuck with expensive crude, and pump prices take weeks to adjust. June's CPI, due next week, will reflect the surge, likely pushing headline inflation above 3.5%. And this isn't temporary. Houthi attacks are now weekly, and Iran's retaliation cycle is speeding up. The Fed's dilemma? Its models assume oil shocks fade. But with diesel feeding core inflation and gas draining wallets, ignoring this risks losing credibility. Bonds agree. The 2-month yield at 3.95% now prices in that July 29th hike, a scenario that didn't exist last week. Where the pain hits. Trucking, 70% of U.S. freight moves by road. Higher diesel means higher prices on everything from food to electronics. Airlines, summer travelers face rising ticket prices as jet fuel costs climb. Households, Every extra dollar at the pump is one less for spending or saving. What's ahead? Monday's PCE report is pivotal. Another increase buries the disinflation argument. And watch the WTI Brent spread. U.S. crude is outperforming Brent, signaling shale is the only stable supply source. Bottom line, the Fed spent 18 months fighting inflation. Oil just reset the timeline. Now, the big picture, bonds are flashing warnings. Stocks are looking the other way. Bonds sound the alarm. The 10-year Treasury yield reached 4.67%, its highest since early 2025, while the 2-year rose to 4.31%. The 2-month yield's 13 basis point jump to 3.95% is the key signal. It's now above the Fed's target range, pricing in that hike next week. Stocks, though, they're split. The S&P 500 dropped 1.21% on Thursday, and the NASDAQ fell 2.15%. But not everything declined. Defense stocks soared, Lockheed up 10.5%, Raytheon up 7.3%, as money fled riskier assets. Tech took the brunt, Tesla down 14.5%, Google down 7.1%, Amazon down 4.6%. The divide? Who can actually raise prices? Oil's wild swing defined the week. Brent's $100 spike and 9.4% plunge left gas prices stuck at $3.89 a gallon, ensuring June's CPI stays high. And crypto? Steady. While stocks and bonds swung, Bitcoin was flat and Ethereum rose 0.5%. This isn't apathy, it's a market growing up. Crypto's 30-day volatility now sits below the NASDAQ's. Next week's landmines. Monday's PCE inflation. A rise in September cut hopes. Tuesday's consumer confidence. Will $4 gas hurt sentiment? Wednesday's FOMC. Bonds have hiked. If the Fed doesn't, yields may drop fast. Around the world, the Middle East didn't just make headlines. It reshaped global energy. Oil's safe routes are disappearing. Houthi strikes and Iran's Hormuz threats triggered three big shifts. Tanker insurance costs doubled in a month. Oil freight rates hit 2022 levels. And a hidden tax on global trade is lifting prices for diesel, plastics, and oil-linked goods. China's quiet win. While the West scrambles, China secured discounted oil from Iran and Russia, $10 to $15 below Brent. The bigger move, the yuan is now the top currency for oil trades with Iran, Russia, and Venezuela, a long-term challenge to the dollar's dominance. U.S. shale stands alone. With WTI outperforming Brent, the message is clear. America's oil is the reliable supply. Europe's gas crunch is flying under the radar. While the U.S. focuses on oil, Europe faces a natural gas shortage. Dutch TTF gas jumped 8% as Norwegian supply cuts meet rising Asian LNG demand. EU storage sits at 89%, but withdrawals are speeding up as industries ramp up. And China's AI chip push is accelerating. Reports say Beijing is fast-tracking state-backed NVIDIA alternatives by 2027. The risk? A wave of low-cost Chinese AI chips undercutting U.S. firms. Now, companies in focus. Tesla's AI gamble backfired. Shares plummeted 14.5% on Thursday to $319.69 after Q2 earnings showed AI, Robotaxi, and Optimus spending burned $1.1 billion in cash flow, a $1.2 billion swing from last year. Musk's pledge to keep spending for 2 to 3 years didn't convince anyone. The market's response, where's the payoff? Google's $200 billion spending plan alarmed investors. Shares dropped 7.1% to $317.69 despite 82% cloud growth. Traders balked at 2026 capital spending guidance of $195 to $205 billion. The takeaway, AI investments are no longer a free pass. Defense stocks rallied on global tensions. Lockheed Martin surged 10.5% to $568.59, Raytheon climbed 7.3% to $209.16, and Honeywell rose 5.7% to $246.27 as investors sought safety. And Micron rode the AI boom. Shares rose 3.2% to $990.21 after reporting record free cash flow and HBM chips sold out through 2027. From Washington, the Fed is cornered, and oil made it worse. Bonds are pushing the Fed to act. That 2-month yield's 13 basis point jump to 3.95% prices in a July 29th hike, driven by $100 oil and the guaranteed gas price bump in next week's CPI. New Fed task forces add uncertainty. Chair Warsh launched 5 policy review groups, aiming for less forward guidance and more real-time data. First test, next week's FOMC. If the Fed holds rates but signals future hikes, stocks could drop. And tariffs are the hidden inflation risk. Trump's 10% tariff on $300 billion of Chinese goods starts September 1st, and it's already priced in. But China's retaliation isn't. Likely targets: U.S. agriculture and rare earths, which could raise costs for automakers. Now, worth learning today, real estate as leverage. Yesterday's call, you predicted the European Central Bank would keep rates at 2.4%. Correct, but with a twist. President Lagarde hinted at a September cut if inflation cooperates. The euro fell 0.4% to 1.1391 as traders bet on easing. Now, real estate isn't just property. It's a financial multiplier. Here's how it works and where it backfires. Your home, wealth builder, or debt trap. Buy a $400,000 home with 20% down, $80,000, and a 6.58% 30-year mortgage. A 5% price increase turns your $80,000 into $100,000, a 25% return on your cash. But a 5% drop erases $20,000, again, 25% of your investment. How real estate creates, or destroys, wealth. Returns come from 3 places: rental income, appreciation, and tax breaks. But the risks? Illiquidity. Selling takes 30 to 60 days. Hidden costs. Budget 1 to 2% of the home's value annually for upkeep. And leverage cuts both ways. In 2008, prices fell 30%, but foreclosures skyrocketed because owners couldn't refinance or sell. Invest without buying a house. REITs like Simon Property or Prologis pay 4 to 6% dividends. Fractional ownership platforms like Fundrise or Arrived Homes let you invest in rentals for as little as $100. Or try crowdfunding. Realty Mobile pools money for commercial projects like apartments. Why this matters now? With mortgage rates at 6.58% versus 3% in 2021, the math has changed. A $400,000 home now costs $2,100 a month, compared to $1,300 at 3%. But buying still beats renting in 63% of U.S. markets, as rents outpace wages. The wild card? Commercial real estate. Struggling, offices and malls. Booming, warehouses and data centers. Finally, what to watch next week? Monday, July 27th, PCE inflation for June. The Fed's key metric, a rise in September cut hopes. Tuesday, July 28th, consumer confidence. Will higher gas prices hurt sentiment? Wednesday, July 29th, FOMC decision. Bonds priced a hike. If the Fed holds, yields could drop sharply. Thursday, July 30th, Q2 GDP. Expected growth, 1.8%. A miss fuels recession fears. Friday, July 31st, Exxon and Chevron earnings. How much are they gaining from $100 oil? Stay sharp out there. We'll be back Monday.